If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Addison Rae responds to backlash from her acting debut. I'm Gabby Conti.
I'm Jake Horvitz.
I'm Rodrigo Verandas, and this is Hollywire's Tea Party.
Addison Rae is claiming that she had to, quote, work that much harder, end quote, to break into acting as a TikTok star. This claim comes after a clip of her new movie, which she'll make her acting debut in, He's All That, after it was getting criticized and dragged online. The movie, which comes out on Netflix in late August, just released their first glimpse, which fans immediately dragged on Twitter. As one follower replied to the tweet, a clip from Netflix, He's All That, starring Addison Rae, has been released. That person responded with, K, now unrelease it. While another said, quote, just a clip and the acting is so bad, end quote. As another said, quote, they're literally just reading the script aloud. Where's the actual acting? End quote. After this criticism, Addison opened up about how challenging it was for her to transition from TikToker to actor, as she told Elle, quote, in the industry, when you come in, you get labeled as one thing. People like to keep you there. What people don't realize is I've always wanted to do acting. I've always wanted to do music. I've always wanted to do all these other things that they didn't realize or get to see or know because I just started being known when I was 19 years old. People haven't really seen the background or the classes I used to take and all the things like that, so I have to tell myself, quote, you have to work that much harder to get people to take you seriously. Rodrigo, you're a triple threat. What do you think about this?
Well, thank you, first of all. Damn.
Of course.
Look, it's weird. Okay. Let me be positive. Here's the deal. I feel that I'm pretty sure she wanted to be an actress, she wanted to be a singer, she wanted to be all of those things, but these things are really hard. You have to really train, really to put in the work. And I'm pretty sure, yes, she has worked as hard as she did, but there's always more to work on. I think that she needs to just get in the headspace that she's a work in progress, that she's gonna still get better. This is her first movie, her debut, and then there are so many actors that are worse than her, there are so many actors that are better than her. So I just really feel that this is a good moment for her to like enter the industry. I'm really hopeful that she'll get better with time, like all of us have. Like if I see my first project, child, I'm ashamed. But when I was there, I was like, I'm so good. But that's what I'm saying. Like I just want her to keep going, keep fighting. And in the end of the day, she's always gonna get backlash because she's doing that transition from TikTok into mainstream media and everybody's always attacking. So I'm praying for her. I'm with you. Keep going. Fight for it. I'm rooting for you. You got this.
Jake, you saw the clip. What do you think? Do you think it was as bad as fans are making it out to be?
Look, my heart breaks for Addison here. You know, I think she's dealing with what we understand is the curse of TikTok to an extent, which is that people don't take it seriously as the art form that it is. And the clip itself, I think that, you know, she wasn't Meryl Streep out there. Let's put it that way. But you know what? She's young. She's learning. And look, I've run into this too. People thought I could only do TikTok. They didn't think I could host on Hollywire. They said he's just a TikToker. What is he doing on Hollywire? But you know what? It's a growing process.
But you so prevailed, true. Jake. So you true. Prevailed.
But I proved them wrong. And
yes.
So will Addison.
Yes.
But maybe it's the platform TikTok because, you know, like Shawn Mendes came from Vine, but no one was like, he's just a Vine star because his talent surpassed that. Justin Bieber came from YouTube. No one was like, he's just a YouTuber.
Yeah.
So maybe she just needs to prove she has more talent than what we've seen. Phineas calls out an account for posting fake news about Billie Eilish. There is a Twitter account at Billy Updates with two S's that has been posting fake news about the singer. Most recently, this account claimed that Billy cried when she got rich because she, quote, wanted to be poor to relate to most of her fans. Well, Billy's brother and collaborator Phineas is weighing in, saying this is totally fake news. Phineas just replied to a fan quoting a tweet from at Billy Updates, claiming that, quote, in an interview, Billy stated that she cried when she got rich and wanted to be poor so I can relate to most of my fans, end quote. This account even made it look like this interview was from People Magazine as they photoshopped the publication's logo with a fake quote from Billy saying, quote, when I got rich, I started bawling my eyes out. I wanted to be poor so I could relate to most of my fans. I still want to be broke and poor. It looks really fun and cute. A fan shared this tweet with Phineas asking if he could get this account suspended, as 5,000 people have quoted this tweet thinking it was true, and Phineas responded with, quote, fake, obviously, honestly, I just wish they'd label this account as satire like The Onion or something. I have no problem with the joke as long as people know it's a joke. Can you believe being poor is cute?
Exactly. The cute portion, I was like, what the hell? Like, I'm really hoping that they can clear this all up. I really don't think Billy would say something like that. I think they're going off of this whole wave of backlash on Billy because she has been facing a few things. Mm-hmm. And then I just feel that they are going off of that and just like going into it because it's kind of like a trend. Like people love, like Addison Rae or like Kim Kardashian, people just love to hate on them at the moment, or Kim Kardashian always. So I feel that I'm glad that they are clearing her name up because she's going to release music soon. I'm excited for her new music. So love you, Billy. Let's go.
Yeah, it feels like every day it's another Billie Eilish controversy, but this one's fake, guys. So yes. Know that. She doesn't.
Well, it's a real controversy about a fake.
About a fake, yes. You're right. Billie is the victim here.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that, you know, initially, when I was reading this quote, I thought it started out quite nobly by Billy, had it been true. I think it's very noble for artists to want to understand, you know, people of all socioeconomic classes. But once they started saying it would be cute and she wishes she was poor, that's when it clearly went into the world of satire. And I think, is the issue really this account, or is the issue the fans out there who are not smart enough to discern the truth?
Well, also, if you ever, here's like just a rule of thumb. If you ever see a quote and you see like an art, a magazine that it's allegedly from, Google the magazine and the person that article is about and see if it comes up on the magazine's official website. Don't trust Twitter for a headline. That's
Did Twitter give the little, do you want to check this before you retweet it?
I don't know because I didn't retweet. I mean, I'm sure, I would assume it would, but it was like, I mean, this tweet is just so nuts to me. It reminds me of when Chrissy Teigen was getting dragged and we found out that someone made up a DM with her to like make her look, but I mean, she already was doing other problematic things. It's just like, yeah.
Well, she hasn't been able to come back from that still. So.
Yeah, she's still in the cancel club as she talks about, but.
No, I'm just really happy that she's able to clear her name up really quick because I'm just excited. Not Chris, I'm talking about Billy. Because she deserves to like release her music in a nice moment, a nice momentum for her, because she's working really hard to revamp her sound. So I'm excited for that.
Also, Billie Eilish's fans are not poor. Do you know how expensive tickets are to go see Billie
Exactly,
Eilish
child.
Hello. Dixie D'Amelio reveals the true story behind her new song Psycho. Dixie D'Amelio just dropped her new song Psycho about a woman being cheated on, which is inspired by a true story. But before you call out Dixie's ex, Griffin Johnson, or her current boyfriend, Noah Beck, this true story isn't Dixie's to begin with. Rather, Dixie admitted on the Zach Sang show that this cheating story is from a friend of hers. As Dixie explained, quote, I kind of wrote it about other people's relationships and what I have seen. I have a friend who is dating this guy, and this guy was texting girls off the girl's phone, so texting them off his girlfriend's phone and deleting the messages, but being like, hey, I want to hang out, all three of us should hang out, and all this stuff. Dixie said that this girl found out that he was messaging these girls when she went on her laptop and all these messages came up through the iCloud. As Dixie said, quote, that was kind of the main inspiration behind Psycho, that this whole point of the song, someone will literally make you have to check your text messages, checking what they've done, but you're not doing anything, it's the other person. Wow, guys, Jake, what do you think about this?
Well, I just want to give credit where credit is due to Dixie, because anyone who would do what this person would do in the story that Dixie tells, she's correct to diagnose them as a psychopath. There's no doubt about it, because this is psychopathic behavior.
Yes, and I think some gaslighting was going on there too. What are you talking about? You texted her that, not me. Rodrigo, what do you think about this?
That's messed up. Like, damn. Like, as you were saying those things, I was just like, yes, it's a psycho. Yes, it is a psycho. No, it's scary. And I really hope that her friend has figured out a way out of it. Like, I feel so bad that this happened to this person, and I hope she's telling the truth and it's just about a friend and not about herself, and she's just trying to deviate the truth from her own narrative. Because Lord, if that happened to her, I'm about to fight for you, girl. Just tell me who that is and I'm here for you.
Yeah, I'm curious if this girl and this guy that she's referring to is someone within like the TikTok influencer world, yeah, or if it's just one of her friends from home. What do you guys think?
I think it's tough to say. I think all around we just need more details here. Hopefully as Dixie continues to promote her song, we'll get those details. My fingers are crossed for that.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that if it was someone from the TikTok world, we would probably, you probably know something more by now, you know?
Right.
You're good at it, Gabby.
Well,
you're
I'm
good investigator.
Because Dixie's, like, it would have to be one of Dixie's really good girlfriends,
yeah,
right? And like, I think her best girlfriend in that world is Addison Rae.
Yeah.
It does, but I like, is this like Bryce Hall?
I just don't see Bryce Hall being that psycho.
No, I don't think so.
So you know what I mean? Like, I think that we would be right now pointing at somebody or knowing more if it was someone from that world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it would, the story would sound too familiar. Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde's relationship secret. A source has told Us Weekly that Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde have an ease to their relationship from how the two, quote, let each other be free. The source also claims that their relationship continues to be going strong. As a source said, quote, Olivia and Harry have an ease to their relationship. They love and support each other, end quote. The source went on to add that Harry and Olivia, quote, also let each other be free and work on their own. As a source says, the pair has been in, quote, constant communication when they're not together, as the two work on their own projects. Olivia has been currently preparing for a 1920s set drama, Babylon, while Harry recently wrapped My Policeman and prepares to go on tour. As a source said, quote, both of them respect each other's work and never want to get in the way of each other. This news, of course, is following rumors that Harry and Olivia either have gotten engaged or married when they were in Italy making out on that yacht. Olivia did talk to the paparazzi, but she refuses to talk to them. Her only comment is, I am never talking to you guys ever. Rodrigo, what do you think about Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde? Do you think they're gonna make it?
I think so. I feel that they have like such, exactly what you said. Like it looks easy. It looks good. It looks fun. It looks fresh the whole time. And I think somehow it's an odd pairing, but not odd at the same time, if that makes any sense.
Well, I think it's the age that they love to point out. Anytime you see the two of them, and I try not to say their age, I don't think it matters. People are like,
yeah,
Harry Styles, 27, Olivia Wilde, 37. But I think we have to look at where they are in their lives. Mm-hmm. And Harry Styles at 27 has accomplished more than most people do at the age of 100.
Exactly.
So I think that they are kind of equally at places of like fame and accomplishment where they can support each other and they're not competitive. Jake, what do you think?
I don't know. To me, the deeper this gets, the more intimate and attached they get, the more I just feel like this is, you know, how is this going to end? I mean, that's all I'm asking myself. I know we're happy for them. Their relationship seems to be going great right now. It's still like, it's probably been about a year, right?
Since January. So January
okay, so
was the first time they were spotted leaving or going to Harry's manager's wedding, and they were holding hands. And then allegedly, Harry had introduced Olivia at the wedding as his girlfriend.
Then they were working on the movie.
They were working on Don't Worry, Darling through the pandemic. So I want to say that I don't know when. I think that had to be at least 3 months. So they had known each other for at least 3 months prior.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's great for both of them right now. They're clearly in this honeymoon phase still. They're all over each other. They seem to be, you know, going really well. But is this going to be a long-term thing? I don't know. I would be surprised, frankly, if they actually got married. That's for sure.
Well, because Olivia was engaged to Jason Sudeikis for 7 years and they never got married. So maybe, I mean, but who knows? Maybe Olivia's not into the idea of marriage. Maybe it's more of just having a partner.
And that's why I think it works with Harry Styles and her, because I feel that they have this like ease about it. I feel that no one is pressuring anybody to get married or do like go further than where they are at. You know what I mean?
James Charles is getting dragged for allegedly releasing music this year. A Music Insider Twitter account at Dior Industry just announced that James Charles, quote, will release his first solo music this year, end quote. And people have been dragging him on Twitter since his announcement because of his recent controversies, as people are tweeting, quote, please say you're joking, as well as, quote, it's going to debut on the prison charts. Yeah. As others are saying, what did we do for this to happen? God save us. And also, the music industry is really getting filled with TikTokers and YouTubers. Bruh, this is beyond me. Speaking of TikTokers releasing music, this Music Insider account also announced that Bella Poarch will be reportedly releasing an EP this year. Dixie D'Amelio's EP titled D1 will feature previously released singles and also is coming out soon, as well as Addison Rae's next single will be titled I Got It Bad and will be released very soon with lyrics like Damn, I Got It Bad, I Didn't See It Coming, I Got It Bad. And Addison's debut EP, produced by Benny Blanco and Charlie XCX, will be released soon with at least 4 new tracks, so that's in addition to the I Got It Bad and Obsessed. So, James Charles, musician from Makeup Mogul. Jake, what do you think?
I'm just proud. I'm proud to see that transition. I think that it's maturation as an artist. And I think that this whole thing that we're seeing with the TikTokers and YouTubers focusing on music, I think we should see it for what it is, which is just showing that there's a lot of overlap between the one type of content creator and another type of content creator. And so it makes sense for them to transition into music.
Rodrigo, do you support James Charles' music career?
No.
No.
It's just too many controversies. The character of the person just is just like, I cannot go with it.
It's interesting for him to pursue another career while he has all these other like legal controversies going on right now. Very interesting.
It's just like, man, just focus a little bit on being a little better person right now. Let's get your train back on track, and then not open more avenues where I just think that I feel that in the end of the day, he's gonna get a lot of marketing out of it because there's so many legal stuff going with him that to the point that people are gonna listen to his music, he's gonna get attention. But like, man, is this the way that you wanna go about it?
Have you heard his cover of Driver's License?
I have not.
Jake, did you?
I haven't, but just to build off.
Okay, I just will say this, he can sing. That is the one thing, I'll leave it there. He can sing, and apparently he's been like working at this for a really long time, and so I guess he like showed his YouTube audience that he was trying to sing like years ago and it wasn't as good, because a lot of top comments when he released the Driver's License cover was about how much he's improved, how hard he's worked, all that stuff.
Yeah, but also I think, you know, with all this other stuff, music, it could be a good coping mechanism for him to deal with the feelings that he's having about what's going on in his life, and I always support that.
No, yeah, I'm all about redemption and getting better and evolving. I'm all about that, 100%. But I just hope that he would finish that chapter and then start a new one instead of becoming the snowball, you know?
Yeah. It's like separating the artist from the music. I feel like you do that after you fall in love with the music and then you find out what a crappy person the artist is, not the other way around.
Yes, 100%.
Maybe it's revolutionary.
Yeah. But curious, what do you guys think about James Charles releasing music? Would you listen to it? Are you here for it? Or do you think it needs to stop? I'm Gabby Conti.
I'm Jake Horvitz.
And I'm Rodrigo Verandas. And follow us at HollyWire for your 24/7 celebrity news.